And then I'd stop pull, you know, and I'd say, back up. And they'd back right up with a wagon, you know, and I could just unfasten everything and take them on to the next post. I tell you, I never had a team that was quite that well trained. I did have one time before I was married the first time. I had a horse I used to drive, just a common farm horse, but I had him young, got him young, you know. Go to hitch him to the buggy. I just lead him out there and lift up the shafts of the buggy. He'd turn right around, you know, there between them there. Just as nice, you know, as...
Maybe you're getting a little off the subject, right?
Well, I am, but then...
Kind of rambling.
Did you have a way of making the horses turn right or left, a thing you'd say to them?
Yes, G and haw. G is right and haw is left. And boy, they learned that, too. Mm-hmm. Right quick. And this Roxy I was telling you about, he's just plow with him, and he's pretty big and his feet were big, and I had him working in the furrow, and he didn't like to stay in there. Once in a while he'd step up on the top of the ground, and I'd say, Roxy! He'd just jump in there with all 4 feet, right into that furrow.
He knew where he belonged. How would you make the horses go a little faster? What would you say?
Oh, just get up, come on, something like that. It all depends on how you train a horse, you know, whatever you say. Get up is an expression to start a team, or a horse.
The way I used to do
well,
it, I just got
they get used to that. It doesn't, there's no one real set way of doing it.
Did you call the sheep from pasture any special way?
Well, I never had sheep around enough to know. I don't know what they do with sheep, but
about chickens when it was feeding time.
Well, chickens will come. You can call it chicky, chicky, chicky. But listen, the way they raise chickens nowadays, the feed for them all the time. you don't have to hurry.
You're riding a horse. You're riding on a horse. You put your feet in the
stirrup.
And do you ever talk about the nigh horse?
Well,
the near horse?
Yeah, the near horse, the left-hand horse.
And if you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the, what?
The lines, reins. We used to call them line, but rein, I guess, is...
On a horse, you'd have hold of the...
The reins or the
reins on
bridle.
Just on horseback.
Yeah.
Would you say reins for a buggy, too, then?
Well, yes. Lines are reins. We usually call them lines, but...
Yeah.
I think that's what they were made up under the name line. If you'd ask for one set of lines, that's what they'd give you.
We want to say that Peoria isn't far from here. It's just a little...
Oh, just little a little way. Most people say it weighs, but it's a little way is proper speech.
You'd say a long way then, too. The other way, huh?
Well, no, but I mean that expression.
Uh-huh. But you would
probably use the word way. Most people put an S on it and call it ways, you know.
But you would probably also say it's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. That's proper, a long way. It's just
say,
the way, you know.
You can say you can't grow flowers very many places, but you can find weeds almost
everywhere.
You might say we raised a big of wheat. A big what?
Crop. Or a yield.
Would you say big yield of wheat?
Well, that's more proper than just a big crop, I think.
A crop, would you put it in the crop, say the whole thing, crop?
Mm-hmm.
Crop of
wheat would mean more of what you had in the acreage. But the yield is the important part.
And you would say yield of wheat then, too. You had a lot of trees and you took the trees down. You might say we cleared
the land. If that's what you're getting at, to kick them off.
That's right. And if you plant alfalfa and cut it, it grows and you cut it, and it grows up again and you cut it, you call that the...
Second crop, or third crop. They cut it three and four times.
Mm-hmm.
Other places where they use it special, they cut it six or seven times.
With wheat, I know they don't do it this way. I guess they don't do it this way anymore, but they ever make a sheaf or a bundle of wheat or what?
Well, used to, of course, when they used the binder. Well, that's the way they harvested wheat. When they used the old hand cradle, they had to tie them up in bundles.
Bundle.
Yeah.
And a good
sheaf is the proper name for it, but then the bundles is what the common word used.
And a very good yield for wheat would be 40